So let me ask you this. For our last time we was here, we talked about a little bit. We touched on how to save for your kid, what custodial accounts, 529 plans, things of that nature. But I don't think we went over it like too like in depth with the UTMA and the UGMA.
Right.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So what we did was we talked about, you know, just investing for my daughter. And that was like real dope because before I actually spoke on that, I never heard nobody talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, one of the reasons what I did, so I was like, what's the difference between it? Because I wanted to do something for my daughter besides just putting money in a bank account. Like if I'm making my money work for me all the time and I'm saying I'm going to do this for the long run, then I'm in. Instantly, a light went off in my head and was like, if I start my daughter now, she got way more time than me.
Exactly.
I can put a whole bunch of young bucks in her, you know what I'm saying, custodial account and let it run. So you got two types. You got the UGMA and you got the UT, the UGMA and the UTMA. Mm-hmm. So one of them is a unified
gift
account, and one of them is a transfer minor account.
Yeah.
Right. So one of them, the UT, the UTMA, you can put real estate, you can put gold, you can put art, you can put intellectual properties and stocks and cash over there. The UGMA is a gift, so you can only put stocks or bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, cash. You can't put the real estate and the other stuff in there.
So there's a limitation between the two.
Yeah. But the dope part about both of them is they're not tax deferred, but there's an advantage in having them. Whereas the first, I want to say, I think it's $1,050, is tax free. Hmm. Everything from $2,000 on up get taxed at a children's rate, which is 10%.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's still, you know, now you got to pay the taxes,
you know
what I'm saying, on it, but it's still cool. Because, and I think one of the things that our people, our culture have bad, and it's, again, it's not, we just got to learn it. We scared to pay taxes. The first thing somebody be like, man, I don't want to pay no taxes. When in reality, like paying taxes means you making money. You know what I'm saying? So now you just got to figure out how to decrease the taxes instead of not pay the taxes. You know what I'm saying? So one of the ways you want to decrease taxes on the money you making, right? So if you got your child in that UTMA account, right, or that you're only paying 10%, no matter what it does, you're paying 10%. I'm cool with that. Whereas just regular income account, that's 28%, 23%. Like, that's major. So your child now from 0 to 18 or 21, depending on the state they're in, paying 10%, and you changing their life, man, I'll take that.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's powerful. And I think that having a conversation about generational wealth, that's has to be included in there, because it's like, it's, you have, the first step is investing for yourself. You can't save anybody till you save yourself.
That's a fact.
But after you save, after you, you know, not even save yourself, after you start investing in yourself, now you have to start to invest in your children.
That's what we plug. That's the plug, the generation.
If you're not doing that, you're selfish. Dane told us that.
Man, that's the plug. Like, you know, I always said, man, like, if I got it out the mud and I watched my mama get it out the mud, and I watched my grandmother get it out the mud, and I watched everybody around me get it out the mud, why the hell I don't let my child get it out the mud? At some point, I got to say, I won't change this, yo. I got to say, man, it's different. And I feel like we, you know, we get so caught up in, I'm living my best life, to where we trying to enjoy life so much to where we forget about they got generations that kind of come behind us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's a lot of stuff I don't do until I know for sure I've at least secured two generations. You know what I'm saying? And that comes with, one, educating my daughter. Because even if I give her $1 million, if I ain't educated on what to do with $1 million, I've now wasted $1 million. There's a saying that if you took all the wealth in the world and divided it equally, within 10 to 15 years, the wealthy people will be back in charge. Because they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We get $1 million and we don't know what to do with it. We back into the famous quote I said in the beginning. Lions don't tell the gazelles and the zebras how to get away. Why? Because now I'm taking food out of my mouth. So if, as long as I don't tell you how to get away, you're going to always come back. But if I tell you how to get away, now you're going to go tell the zebra, look, this is how to get away from the lion. And the zebra going to go tell the giraffe and the gazelle. Nah, nobody can't. I ain't got no tricks up my sleeve. Whereas if I don't tell nobody and I just keep it amongst my people, then we going to always eat. So I ain't mad at them for not giving us the game. I ain't around here saying, man, they should teach us this in school. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the knowledge. Right, I'm gonna seek it. I'm gonna go get. I'm gonna flip every rock. I'm gonna kick in every door, right? And once I get it, I'm gonna go back and regurgitate it to my daughter at the age of two. What's a stock? What's an asset? What's a liability? Does it make you money? You know, what's real estate? At an early age, I'm having this conversation. So now I'm teaching her a word a day. Like she's not still. When I mean, I said that then. Like a word, I'm teaching her 2-3 words a day about just financial literacy. Like, the school can do what the school's supposed to do. We're going to do some of that homework, too. But this financial literacy, this was going to save you. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you. This was going to save you, family. You know what I'm saying? So I'm teaching her that. So now I've did two things. I've showed her how to make a million through investing in it, and I've taught her how to nurture a million with knowledge. Because information is the fertilizer to your wealth, man. That's how we save generations with knowledge. Pass them all the money you want, man. If you don't pass them no knowledge, you kill them.
Nah, it's a true fact. And it was like, you know, bringing it full circle, you know, bigger than just, like I said, just bigger than just a podcast. When you reached out to me, like, we need to really do something to change the world. I hate the word culture because it just gets watered down so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
People don't even have culture. They don't got culture.
Yeah. It's like.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I appreciate you for putting me on.
But it was like, you know what I'm saying? Let's change the world. And the problem, you know, I never understood, like, until recently. Shout out to MG the Mortgage Guy.
Shout out.
He enlightened me on a lot of different things. Like, you can only put so much information in a podcast. It's just a fact. This is why education is still important. I'm not anti-college. Like, people think I'm anti-college because I always talk bad about college.
Bad about college, bro?
All the time.
I just feel like a lot of it's just a waste.
Not even college so much, but high school.
Just education, period.
Education, yeah,
I'm not,
say that.
I'm not anti-college. Yeah. I have a college degree, but I just feel that.
Don't let that go over your head.
Yeah, say that again, man.
No, everybody knows I have a college degree.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah, he didn't know that.
Yeah, I have a college degree. I went to Hawaii to play basketball and all that.
I forgot you did. I thought you was like on some, I just play ball.
People got that misconception. Even like today, they was just like, yo, they know that I teach. But I'm like, yeah, Shaggy went to school too. Like, we both had education as a background for us.
Not only did I go to
foundation.
I finished in 3 years.
Bro, I keep telling y'all, listen. I'm not a financial advisor. He can take you to glory, man.
He definitely graduated.
But with Mickey Facts, shout out to Mickey Facts, one of my favorite.
That's bars. Bars.
Yeah,
bars. That's hard.
When he came on and he spit the freestyle for us and he said, formal education will get you a portion, but self-education will make you a fortune. Mm. And that's my life. Like, if I had to rely on my college degree right now, I'd be in trouble. Just honestly speaking, I'd be in trouble.
Don't let that
go. It's the things that I learned outside of college, including Earn Your Leisure, like just in the last 12, 18 months, like, you know what I'm saying? That has literally changed the trajectory of not only my life, my son's life, and God willing, his children's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it literally has changed. Like, you see, people would have, it's not a facade. If you follow all of us on Instagram, you see the growth.
Right. That's a fact.
Only through education.
Yeah.
So it's like when you came to me and you was like, yo, bro, let's do something. And we going back and forth. I'm like, let's do a podcast. Yeah, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to do a YouTube live.
That's the easy part.
I think the hard part when people get into podcasts is that you hear information, it becomes overloaded. Some people are going to act on it. But unfortunately, a lot of people, it's just not enough. Like, you kind of need, and that's the good thing about school, is like you need that certain level of like a tutor to like walk you through it. And here's a screen share on the website and show you and like how to open an account and like, what stock to, like, you know, sometimes you got to hold a person's hand. Unfortunately, 1 hour, even 2 hours, is just not enough time to do that. So we're like, how do we do this? So he was going back and forth. And this is the first time ever in Earn Your Leisure history where we actually collaborated with somebody and put together, I don't even want to call it a curriculum. I don't want to call it a program. It's really a manual.
Yeah.
We put together a manual for generational wealth called the Family Pack. And it was just like, the idea was just crazy. And it's like, you was like, yo, I need you on it too. Like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying?
As
an advisor, I need you on it. So I'm like, all right. So we talk about dividends. You talk about reach. You give them like 5 growth stocks to pick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. mutual funds. I break down a mutual fund play because a lot of times people have the wrong misconceptions about mutual funds, but you can actually make a lot of money on the right mutual funds. Right.
I learned and that
sometimes
from you.
You don't even right. have to pay the knock on mutual funds is that you pay a lot of money, but sometimes you don't have to pay that. Mm-hmm. If you know what you're doing, you get a no load mm-hmm. fund and things yeah. of that nature. And then we want
and you broke that down.
Broke down index fund. Broke down 529 plans.
I was going to say, don't leave that out. Please don't leave that out.
529 plans is crazy because it's don't like, we spoke out, about 529 plans, but it's like, you know, there's like 30 something states where you can actually get a tax benefit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then there's like six states, but those 30 states, you have to actually live in that state and the 529 plan has to be in that state.
Mm.
But then there's like six states where you can actually invest in anybody's state 529 plan and you can still get a tax break. So it's just like, it's just always so many different levels of onions to peel back. And then we went over the trust.
Yes.
And we Ooh. Broke down. It's the first time ever I broke down life insurance and actually like showed somebody like how I look at it as an advisor, like the access that I'm privy to, which is like, you don't have that as a regular person. Like, and I kind of like went through that.
And I broke down a dynasty trust in them.
The dynasty trust.
Awesome. I'm just gonna, I keep going. I'm gonna just let y'all keep going so that I don't miss nothing. Keep going, bro. Keep going.
It was a whole thing, man. It was like, we actually gave the formula and different how to make your child a millionaire.
Mm. Guaranteed.
With the investments. And it was like, that alone took like a half an hour to actually explain. It's like a whole thing. But it was just something, like I said, it's like, if we put that, like, we would have to literally do 10 podcasts.
And you still might miss something.
Yeah.
A whole season. Like, it'd be a whole season.
Like, nobody's really going to sit for 10 podcasts. That'd have to be like his own Wall Street Trapper Earn Your Leisure show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So talk
about
that.
Don't sleep on that, though.
Talk about that. Man. Talk about the family pack.
So for me, you know, the reason why I really came to you with the idea is, you know, this last year, it was a lot of growth for me. And I realized that, yo, like, I can talk about a lot of stuff because it's as you start learning more knowledge, you start seeking more knowledge, right? And I realized how knowledgeable you were, and we was having dope conversations. So for me, it was like, bro, like we can change something, but we gonna have to walk them through it.
Mm.
Yeah, that was you. Like we gotta have to walk, cause you like, yo, they still not getting it.
Yeah,
you like, they still not getting it. And like, people come up to me,
same
they
questions.
Still don't get it, bro. Like,
questions.
We literally have to hold their hands and walk them through this.
And that's okay.
No, it's okay.
And the reason why it's okay, and I see people get frustrated all the time. Like, I see people on Instagram saying stuff like, "I told you this. Why are you doing?" I'm like, yo, you an educator. Right, mm-hmm. Everybody sit in the class, learn different. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, "Look, we gotta walk them through it." One is because you don't know what you don't know until you exposed to it. Right? I remember my first time cooking up, bro. I burnt it. The water turned brown. I had to call my auntie, and she had to like show me what I was doing. But she played me because she took a lot of, you know, she took the shake out of it. She charged me for it, and she played me. And by the time I got what she left me with, it was just enough to get another package. But because she walked me through it, I ain't need her no more. So it was an L I took, but it was a learning lesson. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. So for me, I feel like over the last year, we've made financial literacy, investing in the stock market, and all the great breakdowns that y'all do mm-hmm. every Tuesday and every Monday, we've now piqued people's interest. People understand now, especially with this pandemic, they like, yo, I gotta do something else. And they wanna do it. That's the great thing. Right. We've now made it say, because I remember me coming up telling y'all, I'm telling my partners about it, and they like, bro, I'm not doing that, bro, you tripping. Right? And here we are a year later, my partners now like, bro, I just bought some Apple, and people I don't know like, Trap, you changed my life because I bought this.
Change.
Right? The conversation changed because we've been beating it. Like, we ain't stopping. Market Monday, Trapping Tuesday, podcast. Market Monday, Trapping Tuesday, podcast. This, we consistent. So now it's like we've piqued the interest, and now people are like, all right, I want to do it, but I don't know what to do. All right, cool. That's what this wealth pack is about. Yeah. It's about saying, okay, I made the mistakes for you.
Hopefully
you don't have to go through that. But how I'm going to make sure you ain't going to do it? See, if I just tell it to you, you still liable to make the mistakes. Because you trying to replay what I said, and it's going, you know, you ain't really getting it. I can tell you, watch out for that hole. But it's so many other things going on, you still fall in the hole. But now if I grab your hand and say, look, we're going to step over this hole, and I got your hand, you're like, okay, let me step over the hole. Right? So it was important for me to say, let's shift gears. let's not just tell them, mm-hmm. let's lead them.
Yeah. And what makes it so impressive is that, you know, most times people, you know, they take programs, they take courses, it's really about themselves.
Yep.
But this is about you, but it's about your family. And like, who doesn't want to set up their family, right?
Plug.
You know what I'm saying? Who doesn't want to be the plug to create generational wealth for themselves?
It's the most selfless act you can give. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not even no more that we can actually even say about it. I just feel like it's just a really proud thing that we're proud of to partner with you as our first product that we actually are a part of. That
Blue Magic.
Performed on like an artist. I feel like an artist, man. So
produced,
you
know, directed.
That's a fact, man.
It's a dope feature, man.
That's a fact, man. It's purple tape. I'm like Ghostface on the purple tape. So, you know,
don't let Matt here say that. Matt gonna say you the RZA, bro. Don't let Matt hear you say that Ghostface line, because he's Cap Don. He's said it a million times.
I'm still trying to figure out how he came up with Cap
Don. I don't even know.
That's another story.
That's a whole other podcast.
So being that, you know, it's the holiday season, right? And we in the Black Friday vibe. We're not even going to wait till everybody dropping their situation on Black Friday. We literally going to drop this right now. And, you know, you was like, you know what? Trappers, Earners, United. This
family.
Is United Front.
Family.
So we was going to do 50% off, right?
Nope.
50% off.
Can't do it.
But you're like, you know what? Let's just do something like a little even crazier. Let's do 75% off for the first 200 people.
Yep.
Out of the love. And then after that, it can go to 50%. Yeah. So the first 200 people that are interested in investing in themselves, guaranteeing that job becomes a millionaire and just building generational
wealth.
Say
that again, though. Guaranteed.
Yeah, kind of guaranteed. Gloss over that's it. A fact. Yeah. Now we're going to stamp that.
Yeah. Stamp that. Yo. Nobody in the game. Nobody. Nobody.
I ain't seen
never,
it.
Never been done this.
Everybody play the safe route.
Yeah.
Nothing is guaranteed. Yeah.
People give you, like, this is literally, this ain't for the lazy investor.
Nah.
This is for the diligent person that's willing to really make the sacrifices to learn. Because it's going to be there. You just got to actually learn. Yeah,
there's no hows in it. It's like, there's no like, yo, how do I do it?
Nah, it's everything, man.
we literally took the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first 200 people, first come, first serve. So please don't email. It's nothing we can do once it's gone. It is what it is. The first 200 people will get 75% off. 75% off. And that's dropping right now, literally on Tuesday. And we're going to run it as long as it lasts. And after that, it'll probably go 50% off. Yeah. So you'll still get a discount. Just, you know, it's just slightly. It'll still be love. I mean, at 50% off, it's still love.
Yeah.
So where can they find that, Trey? I know it'll be on our website, earnyourleisure.com. We'll have it on the alumni tab. We'll have it on the red tab on the front. You just go there. But they can also click the link in your bio, I believe, too, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to set it up. You know, my trap house like the Carter, man. I already know, man. So, yeah, you know, we're going to have it on my link, too. I'm going to put it up there, man. You know, I ain't even going to lie, man. Like, I feel like this is like some of my best work. Because I learned so much. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I'm a learning machine. But I'm not just a learner. Like, I'm the person who go head first and figure it out. I won't get burnt. I won't. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I won't make the mistakes so I can learn from it. Because when I don't make no mistakes, I'm missing something.
I go through it so you won't do it
yeah,
after.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I feel like, you know, it was great for all of us to get together, because I know for sure that it wasn't about how much money we can make. I know for sure it was about, bro, the culture need, the world need us.
Yeah.
Our people need us. You know what I'm saying? So who else they relating to better than Wall Street Trapper Earn Your Leisure?
Troy, what's the website?
Yeah, so it's trappingwithEYL.com. That's TRAPPIN with. I got to get you in there with EYL.com. You know how we play this. Don't wait. Don't hesitate, man. 200 people, get over there.
So you can click the link in our bio. You can click the link in Trapper's bio, or you can go to the website direct. Mm-hmm. Trap, always a pleasure, my brother.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.